Yeah, good to talk, everybody, and welcome to the Motzai Shabbos Shir for Parshas Vayera. I entitled the Shir, the Mitzvah of Chinuch, its sources and nature. Of course, the topic of Chinuch is something which is very much shogur b'fi hakol. Everybody talks about all the time, what's the proper Chinuch for my children? And we talk about whether the Chinuch should be provided this way and that way, all kinds of discussions about Chinuch. And obviously, yeah, as parents, as grandparents, as teachers, as community members, we're very concerned for the Chinuch of our children, whether our own children, our own grandchildren, or people in the community. And it's a very, very important subject. And what I'd like to do this evening is just try and explore a little bit about the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch and the source, exactly where the mitzvah of chinuch comes from. In Parshas Vayera, at the end of the Seder, we all know, we read about Akedas Yitzchak this morning, Bereishis Perchov Beis, the first couple of psukim, Vayachar, Vermeile, Bahalokim, Nisos Avram, right? Because Baruch Hu tested Avram, and he told him, take your son, your only son, etc., Yitzchak, and bring him as an offering on a certain place where I will show you, on a certain mountain. Vashkem Avram Baboka, he got up early and he set out on the path, and we all know the remainder of the story. We know that at one point Yitzchak asks Avram, you know, I see all the accoutrements, I see all of the necessary things for the fire. I don't see an animal. And Akadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, you'll see it. So there, you'll find out later what it is. But so we see the Yitzchak asked question. Do you ever wonder, what did Avram tell Sarah when he was taking Yitzchak away? You ever think about that? That's an interesting question. Here is Avram's going, as far as he knows, he's going to offer his son as a carbon. He's going to kill him. That's what he understands. And you have to ponder for a moment, what do you think he told Sarah at that moment? We don't know. There's no record in the Chumash, per se, of this conversation. Presumably, he didn't just tell her, listen, I'm going to execute our son on his Mizbeach. Don't wait up for dinner. I'll be back later. You know what I mean? Well, he must have told her something, right? So the Medrash Tanchuma fills in the blanks in Simon Os Chaf Beis of our Seder Bayer in source number two. Amar Avram, he was baffled what to do. Amar Esa, you know, what am I supposed to do now? You know, if I tell her, so, you know, the shock could kill her. You know, she'll tell me I'm crazy. Women sometimes get upset about smaller things, or they feel faint about things. She'll feel more faint about this. On the other hand, to be low-egg level, I'm going to I'll steal her knowledge, so to speak. I'll cheat her. I'll deceive her, and so on. So then, she'll find out what happened. She could kill herself. What did he do? So he said, prepare some food, right? She said, told Sarah, prepare some food, something to eat, something to drink. This is in source two. And she asked, what's going on? Why today? Well, we should celebrate. We have a son after all these years and so on, and he's getting older now and so on. But then during the course of the meal, he said, look at the last couple of lines of source two. Omar lo, at yodas kashani ben gimel shanim, hikarti es bori. When I was only 3 years old, that's one version of the Medrash, when I was a little boy, I already recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our son, the youth, is growing up. Quite different opinions exactly how old he was, but he was growing up. Below Nechnach, he wasn't given chinuch yet. He wasn't trained in really in Avodas Hashem yet. But the Yesh Makom Echad Rochem Ben Amad, there's a place a little bit far from here. Shashom Mechanchem Es Hanorim. That's a proper place to provide chinuch for children. Let me go bring him there. And she said, absolutely. And she agreed. And the Ad Bayashkem Avram Baboka. So according to the Medrash Tanchuma, what basically Avram told Sarah is, I need to be Mechanech our son. It's a mitzvah of chinuch. And I need to do something to be Mechanech our son. And that Sarah willingly and openly accepted, understand, of course, that's what you have to do. Okay, he didn't give all the details of that time. But still, once Sarah heard that this was for the chinuch of Yitzchak, then she's on board 100%. So that's just an interesting idea of a source of chinuch in our seder. The truth is, what does the word chinuch mean? We'll just understand exactly what the word means. So there's actually a pasuk in last week's seder, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avram wanted to go rescue his nephew Lot, who had been taken prisoner of war in the battle between the four kings and the five kings last week. So it says in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yudal, source 3, by Ishma Avram ki nishba achiv, when Avram heard that his brother, not really technically his brother, but his nephew, was taken captive, by Yorek es chanichav, he rounded up his chanichim, his chanichav, lidei beso, members of his household, shmonar so shmeot, 318 people, and he pursued, and we all know he rescued Lot and so on. Rashi comments on the word chanichav, which of course is the same shoresh as kinuch ches nun chav. Rashi there in last week said it's a so-called dittuk Rashi in source 4. Chanichav, some say it was just one person, it was Eliezer, shechincho lemitzus, he trained him in mitzus. Again, the word chinuch, that's why it's Eliezer. Gematria Eliezer is 318, fine. But what does chinuch mean for our purpose now? Look at the words of Rashi in the fourth source, first line. Behu lashon hascholas kmisos ha'adam okli le'umnus shu asid lamavo. You want to know what chinuch is? Chinuch is what we might call in English initiating initiating, introducing either a person or an item, a kli, a vessel, into the what it's going to be used for. Okay, initiated into its use. And he quotes Psukim, Chanuch Lenar, right? That's about a person. We'll come back. Chanukas HaMizbeach, right? Chanukas HaBayis. And actually quotes an old French word, initiate. I don't know, but it sounds like it might be related to the word initiate. And that's really what dedication or initiation. Chinuch means putting somebody, initiating something, somebody or something into whatever role it or he or she is going to play, hopefully for a long time to come. That's really what chinuch means. We translate chinuch as education and training, and it's all correct. But in its purest sense, this is what Rashi's telling us. The word chinuch means to introduce something or bring something into the role or the capacity in which it or if the person, he or she, is going to function for the rest of his life. Now, we see the same thing in Rashi later in the Chumash, in Parsha Shoftim, Perchal Pasuk Hei Source 5. And that's when, you know, the officers say that people who are not able to go out to war can go back rather than go out to battle. So one of the things is somebody, somebody who just built a new home but never had a chance to live in it yet. Rashi says again, they're in Shoftim, Perchal Pasuk Hei, v'lo chanocho, v'lo darbo, chinuch lashon haschola. It's a word meaning initiation. So that's really what, or at least one primary definition of chinuch, is to initiate, to begin somebody or begin putting somebody or something, but we're talking a lot about people, somebody into the role that he or she will occupy, hopefully, and live up to for a long time to come. The Rambam, in his Perish HaMishnah to Masechas Menachos, Perik Dal Mishnah Dal in Source 7, the Rambam says the word chinuch is used there in connection with certain karbanos. The details are important now, but he says it's borrowed from the word chinuch, which means kilu margilim, hergel, right? Making somebody, accustoming somebody, acclimating somebody, or accustoming somebody or something to the avoda. That's what the word, the Rambam says the word means, right? To make somebody accustomed. Again, it's talking about vessels also, but we're talking about people accustomed, right? Making somebody acclimated or used to something. That's what chinuch is really all about. And of course, the word appears many times in the Mishnayos, the Mishnah Yuma, Daf Pei Beis and Aleph, source number 8. The Mishnah says, right, talking about youngsters on Yom Kippur. So it says, you don't make children fast the whole Yom Kippur. Right? Tinokos doesn't mean infants, means youngsters. Ein ma'anem osam Yom Kippur. Aval mechanchen osam ifnei shan ifnei shosayim. A year or two before, you initiate them or you make them accustomed. And the Mishnah concludes, b'shir sheyu regilin b'mitzvah. So they'll be accustomed to mitzvahs when they taka reach the age of bar mitzvah for a boy or bas mitzvah for a girl. They'll be already in that accustomed to this, not something brand new. That's what Rashi says, right? In the ninth source, on that Gemara, that Mishnah Yuma, Pei Beis Menachos, Mechanchen also, right? You don't have to tell the kids they must fast on Yom Kippur, but Mechanchen also on the shows, right, for a few hours. And again, Rashi quotes a little bit in the Mishnah, the Gemara there elaborates. We're not interested so much right now in the details of Yom Kippur, but depending on the health of the child, depending on the age of the child, a year, 2 years before Bar Bas Mitzvah should begin being trained, become used to mitzvahs. The Rambam paskins that way. In Hilchos Shvi'is Asar, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, Source 10, Katan ben Teisha Shanim or ben Eser Shanim, a kid is 9 or 10 years old, so you begin to train him to fast for a few hours. Meaning, the Rambam goes on, it says, if he's used to eating at hour X, to let him eat an hour later on Yom Kippur. That doesn't say it's to fast, eat an hour later and so on. If he waits this amount of time, so wait a further time and so on. And then eventually, when he's old enough, with 11 or 12, right, then Misana Umasha Midivrei Sofrim, right? And there's a key line, the Rambam writes, Midivrei Sofrim, Midrabbanan, he or she should complete the fast Kedei Lechancho B'mitzvah, the same expression, to train him in mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch also, Orachayim, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Sivan Tofresh, Tezayin, Siv Beis, says basically the same like the Rambam, Kedei Lechanchom B'mitzvah. So we find that expression in Chazal, in the Mishnayos, in the Gemara, is a Mishnah Nazir, Daf Chof Chesem Beis, that a father can have his son become a Nazir, Ish Madis Barob a Nazir. And the Gemara explains why. It's on Chof Chesem Beis, going over to Chof Tesem Aleph 13. The Gemara begins, my time on the bottom of Chof Chesem Beis, on top of Chof Tesem Aleph. Omer Shokesh Gen Kedei Lechancho B'mitzvahs. That's what Rashi explains on Nazir Chof Tesem Aleph 14. Reshokesh Omer Taimo Ish Madis Barob a Nazir. When it's relevant, Kedei Lechancho B'mitzvahs. Again, to acclimate him or her, to be involved in mitzvahs. So you start even when the child is young. That's really what chinuch is about. We also see that earlier in our sedra this week, at the beginning of the sedra, when the guests, the malachim and the guys of people come to Avram, so Avram prepares a whole feast for them. And it says in Perek Yudches, Pasuk 9:15, so, he prepared an animal and so on, and he gave it to the na'ar. He gave it to the kid to take care of setting up. Who's the kid? Rashi says, name of Chazal, 16, here in our Sajjah, Parakut Ches Pazuzan, Elanar, Ze Yishmael, Lechan Chob Mitzvah. He was hosting guests. He wanted his son Yishmael. Again, he was we don't know exactly how old he was at that time. He was over 13, but he wanted to train him in Mitzvahs. Okay, Lechan Chob Mitzvahs. And the Gemara says openly in Chagiga Vav Min Aleph, an important statement of Abaye, 17, Amar Abaye, Kol hecha de gadol michayev midoraisa, any mitzvah which an adult, when once you're over the age of bar or bas mitzvah, you'll be obligated as an adult. Katanami mechanchinan leimid rabbanon. Okay, a katan is mechanchin leimid rabbanon, on a rabbinic level. Okay, then he's supposed to be educated as well. Kol hecha de gadol poter midoraisa, the rabbanon katanami poter. But if this person is going to be poter as an adult, then there's no mitzvah chinuch. Okay, assuming that the Bayera, like Chazal said, Yitzi pointed out, if Chazal say that the visitors were coming to Avram right after the Bris Milah, then we know how old Yishmael was. He was 13, as mentioned in the end of last week's Seder. In any event, what I want to stress right now, it appears that the Chiyuv is the Rabbanon, right? I mean, it's the Rabbanon are the ones who set up this obligation in terms of Chinuch. Right? And they said, whatever mitzvah a child is going to be obligated once he or she becomes an adult, is obligated as a katan as well, midrabanan. And the Rambam elaborates again based on the Gemara there. Chagiga Perk, Hilchos Chagiga Perk, based on Gimel 18, Kol Katan Sheyachol, this is talking about the mitzvah of Aliyah Leregel, going through Shalayim for the Shalosh Regalim. Kol Katan Sheyachol Lechos, Beyoda Shalobi, Velalos Yerushalayim, Harbais, Avim Chayim Laloso. If a child is old enough to hold his father's hand and go to the go to the Beis Hamikdash, go to Yerushalayim, then the father has to bring him. Kedei lechan chob mitzvahs. It's in order to train him in mitzvahs. And he mentions, if the child will not become chayav as an adult, for example, certain people are potter from Aliyah LeRegel, somebody who's blind, or somebody who is lame, and so whatever, the details are not important now. He's not going to become obligated as adults. There's no obligation to train him as a child. Okay, there are details about that, which we don't need to see. But according to this, the whole idea of chinuch, that's what the Gemara implies, it's midrabanan. And the Rambam also says, again, it's the Chiyuv, it's a Chiyuv on a Durabana level. Now, it's interesting to note that the Turei Evan, on that Daf and Chagiga, Vav Mun Aleph 19, says it's Durabana, but it's a very ancient Durabana. Because that Sugya talks about Shmuel. Right? Shmuel, as we remember from the Haftarah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel was a little boy and his mother brought him to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash at that time, it was the Mishkan and Shiloh, but when Eli was in charge. And the Gemara discussed, again, the details aren't important for us right now, but the Gemara wonders, the Turei Evan wonders, how could the Gemara talk about Shmuel, okay? Dohakati, look at the end of the first line of 19, Dohakati lo goz rabbon on a chinuch shokotten. This is a biblical time, Shmuel. Right, how could the Gemara bring up, I didn't quote the whole Gemara because someone involved, but the Gemara brings up Shmuel in the context of Chinuch for Aliyah LeRegel, okay, and going to that time it was the Mishkan and Shiloh, not the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't built yet, but it speaks about Chinuch, what Chinuch? Akati lo gozra al rabbonon al chinuch shel katan. Says the Turei Evan at the end of 19, is again, Chagiga Baman al Dimim Askel B'Hosh Shmuel, B'Tzarech Lomar, the Kaimalon, the Rebbe, who was the author of this opinion, Shekvar gozra rabbonon al chinuch katan. No, the Rabbonon, you know, Rabbonon, there were different Rabbonon at different times. This is a very old Rabbonon. This Rabbonon existed already in the days of Shmuel. Still exist in biblical times, right? Not everything in biblical times. There were rabbinic decrees in biblical times too. So he says a very old rabbinic takana, not Talmudic, pre-Talmudic, long before. That's the suggestion of Turei Evan. Actually, the Netziv seems to go even further because there's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Etc. Right, observing mitzvahs, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Hamik Dover, the Netziv, in his parish there in Chumash, Dvarim Parshas Eikah, Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph 21, he says, wonders why it says again, we've had that pasuk before, all these things are there before, and he goes on to say that this pasuk is coming to teach, you have to teach it to the children, because it ends, Chukos Mitzvah Mitzvah of Kol Hayomim, for all time, down the road as well. Okay, and he said, even that's mentioned elsewhere in the Torah, but here he says, it's talking about, look at the last line of the first paragraph in 21, Elanira de Klape Shemosha Rabbeinu Gozar Kama Gzeres Vatikin Kama Takonos. Then it Siv writes, never mind Shmuel, he doesn't mention it to heaven, but he said, Moshe Rabbeinu himself instituted certain gzeres and certain takanas in his time. There are other examples, not for now. And the Netziv then writes the next piece at the very end of 21. Kol ayamim nichlo bazeh mitzvahs chinuch labanim shemekayimim hamitzvahs achreichein. Says the Netziv included in these early, even before Shmuel, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, So even if we assume that chinuch is derabanan, yeah, but it's a very, very ancient derabanan. So that's one perspective that the mitzvah of chinuch is derabanan, but it was an early, early takana, even perhaps in the time of Moshe, at least according to the Tzeva, or at least the time of Shmuel, according to the Torah Evan. But there's another perspective that some offer on the whole source of the mitzvah of chinuch, and that is that there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Beis and Beis, interesting Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah there in the beginning of Sukkah, talks about how high a Sukkah can be. A Sukkah is not supposed to be more than a certain amount of Amos high. Whatever the details are, not important for us at the moment. And the Gemara tells a story in 22, the Sukkah, Beis and Beis, Amar Behuda, Maisa Behelni Hamalka. Certain woman, Helni Hamalka, queen, is a Rehov in Yerushalayim. Rehov Helni Hamalka is today in downtown Yerushalayim. Anyway, so she had twice a Sukkah, so go, Meshimam. She had a sukkah that was even higher than 20 amos, and the houses came in the chnasayos of shomalor malodaver, and the rabbis came there. No one said a boo to her. No one said it's a problem. So it was much higher than 20 amos. An enormous sukkah, by the way. 20 amos could be, you know, four stories. It's a very enormous sukkah. But okay, it's one of these enormous sukkahs, like we see some of the chassidim have in Borough Park. There, they're not that high, but you know, it's only some enormous sukkah. The helmei amalka. Okay, and the rabbis went in. Even it was higher than 20 amos. So the Gemara first says, well, you can't bring a proof from there. Because she was a woman, Isha High, so Ptum in a Sukkah. She didn't have to be in a Sukkah anyway, so the rabbis didn't want to start off with her. It's not Chayv in Sukkah anyway. Yeah, but they said, Amar Lahan, we have a tradition, it was known, Alo Shiva Bonim Hayulah. She had seven sons, okay? And not only that, but she always followed what the Chacham said. So what's going on? So it says she had seven sons. Yeah, Ketanim are Potter from Sukkah. Yes, Ketanim are exempt. His children are exempt from Sukkah. But if she got seven sons, unless they're all twins and triplets, we have no evidence of that. There got to be some of them are old enough for chinuch, right? I mean, if you do the math, right? That some of them have to be old enough for chinuch. EF says, well, have a chad, she'en al tzarech limo, no longer depending on the mother to pick him up every time he fetches, right? There are seven children, some of them got to be old enough, okay? And then it says, it's only drabonans. So that's why the rabbis didn't bother. No, she followed what the rabbi said. She kept the drabonans too. Okay, and so that works out so far with us, what we said before. And Rashi says, right, there's a chiyuv, lechanchan remitzvahs, cotton is bezim and bezim sukkah, 23. Cotton she'ena tzorech le'imo aminu lekaman dechayev lechanchan remitzvah sukkah, okay. Midrabonan. And this is like the language of the Rambam. She's kikon lehargil es hakotan lemitzvah shoroyala kadei she'mechunach peragil lemitzvah. So Rashi sums it up in one second. We talked about the source of the mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah of chinuch. It's to accustom, to acclimate the child to this mitzvah so that he or she, and talk about the boys here, they'll be educated and trained and they'll be accustomed to mitzvahs. Okay, so that again seems to say we're talking midrabanan. However, the Ritva, the Skitushim to Sukkah and Dabbez and Beit, also Omar Yehuda, 24, he tells the story and he writes that he tells the whole thing, you know, so some of the children had to be old enough and therefore they're of age for chinuch. And it's a mitzvah Rabbanan to train them, but he quotes Mikra Mole, last line of 24, Mikra Mole, Dibra HaKasur, Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko. He already quotes a pasuk. Now it's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perakov Beis pasuk, well, like printed in 25, Chanoch Lanar Pidarko, Gam Kiyazgin Larasim Amena. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. That past possibly, anyway, as we'll see in a moment, some hold, elevates it beyond. It's just Rabbanan. You have a pasuk. Now, it's true. It's not a pasuk in the Torah, but it's a pasuk in Tanakh. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. As a side point, I printed the Malbim. It's very worth looking at. The Malbim over there, Mishlei, Perkov Beis, pasuk Vav, says there are really two things, okay? There are really two things, because the pasuk concludes, Gam ki yazkin lo yosem emena, train the child, educate the child, acclimate the child, okay? Initiate the child, whatever word we're going to use, when he's young, because when he gets older, he won't veer from that, from emena. So there's an interesting question. What is the antecedent of that mimena? What's the antecedent of that pronoun? Lo yas, lo yas or mimena. He won't veer from it. From what? So the Pasha says that in Malbim, in the first approach, it says you train them when he or she is young, then they won't veer from that which you train them to do. When they get older, they'll continue to do it. Right? So the mimena is on the whatever it is that you train them to do. Okay? But then he says there's something else. He said perhaps it's modifying the word darko. Okay? Train the child when he's young, because in accordance with his way or her way, because when he gets older, he's going to have that same nature. And it's true, you know, you have children when they get older. You know, I didn't know that until my children got older, but now they're older. You see some of the same tendencies and some of the same tchunot they had. They were little kids, they were babies. Okay, they had certain tendencies, and you can see those tendencies manifest themselves as adults, not in a negative way. Okay, certain kids, you see that that's the way they are. So it's chanoch and al pi darko. Don't try and train a child to be something that he or she is not. It doesn't have the nature to do that, right? Work with their nature. Okay. Anyway, that's a pasuk in the Mishle. The Ritvah quotes that in the context of the mitzvah of chinuch. So does the Rashba. There's a Goran Megillah, Yud Tesem Beis 27. The Mishnah says, anyone can read the Megillah, but not a cheresh shota or a cotton. Can't read the Megillah on Purim. Maybe motzi others. And Behuda machshav a cotton. Behuda says a cotton can do it. So the Rashba has a discussion based on it, touched on a Gemara Brachah, some of the famous chinuch sugis. I'm just touching on them briefly here. Rashba there in Megillah, Yud Tesem Beis, Dil Masach Hodetan 28. The Rashba, he quotes at Kasha, tells this, what do you mean a cotton? How old is this cotton? If it's a cotton, shaloi gilach, and mom is a baby, so why does a Behuda say that it's kosher to read the Megillah? Let's say you could train the kid. Now, even kids 5 years old can learn a song, right? They can learn the words. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what it means, right? But they could parrot the words. So let's say you train them how to read a parrot in the Megillah. Okay, it's hard to imagine a little bit, but the kid listened to it enough times. He played it on his phone or whatever he listens to when he goes to bed, you know, enough times, so he knows how to do it. Doesn't know what he's saying, doesn't know what it means, but sometimes you have kids whose brother's bar mitzvah, the little six-year-old knows half the sedra at a length, because he hears the boy practicing all the time, every night, you know, it's coming out of his ear, so he could say it too. So they can't be talking about that. On the other hand, if it's a child that is already of chinuch age, why the Rabbanan say a cotton can't do it? After all, the whole mitzvah of Mikkah Megillah is only the Rabbanan. So he's chai with the Rabbanan. He's chai with the Rabbanan. We have a rule that somebody can't be motzi someone else in a mitzvah if unless they're on the same level of obligation. But here, Mikkah Megillah is only the Rabbanan to begin with. So the kids also have a get a Rabbanan. He refers to more in Brachos, which I printed in Daf Chof. The Gemara there talks about a child benching on behalf of his parent. Ben Mivarach Lovah, Ben Mesomru, Toshma 29, Brachos Chof Mevet, Ben Mesomru, Ben Mivarach Lovah, Ben Sevad Min Cotton, he can be motzi his father in benching. And a woman can do it for her husband also, fine. But the Gemara doesn't like it because the person should not learn how to bench himself. But 1 second, how could the child is only chayav d'rabbanan in benching? How could he be motzi the father's chayav d'oraisa? So the Gemara says, no, because maybe the father, according to the Torah, you're only chayav in benching if a chalta the savata, if you ate and you were satiated, let's add half a tuna sandwich, I'm not full, okay? But I still ate enough to bench, so I'm not full. So with that, I still have to bench, even though on the rice, I don't have to bench. So that's the case over there, that the cotton, it was also chayv d'rabbanan, he's chayv d'rabbanan, so d'rabbanan can be motzi d'rabbanan. That's what the Rashba is driving at. And he mentions also a Gemara in Sukkah, talking about Hallel. I printed again here in 31, the Mishnah says that if the cotton is leading in the hollow, so everybody else has to answer every word because he can't be motzi. So he talks about all of that also. At the end, though, it's important, Rashba, but again, we don't need the details in terms of chinuch, but the Rashba also brings the pasuk, okay? Look at the three lines at the bottom of that. Kedusha Rashba and Megillah, Yitessim Beis, Yilmas, Chodetan. He says, Af cotton, middle of the third to the last line, Af cotton, Shegiya lechinuch, Shuchluchumer, Lahargilo, Kodum Zmano, right, to a custom like we've been saying, Kedesh Yerog Mitzvahs, Kishagiz Manon, Ukeinyan Shakosim, Chanochan Arapitako, Gam Kiaskin, Lo Yosemena, that Pasuk in Mishnah Parakopes mentioned before. So therefore, Rashba also brings that Pasuk up, again, which conceivably, anyway, would elevate this mitzvah above something which is only, quote unquote, only a drabonah. Okay. Similarly, the Rambam also brings that pasuk in a different context of chinuch, not in chinuch to do a mitzvah, but in chinuch to avoid an avera. Okay. The Gemara in Yevam is Kufyud Gimel Beis, going over to Kufyud Dalma Beis, tells a story, 33. The Gemara says, Yitzchak Bar Bisna once lost the keys to the Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos HaMaisa, so they advise to have the kids play over there. One of the kids will find it, they'll carry the keys over. So you're tempting a kid to do an Avera. What do you mean? They're not allowed to carry, right? On Shabbos, no Erev there. So the Gemara says on top of Kufi Yudam and Alf, the second line of 33, Alma Kosovar, Koton Ochon Avelis, Ain Bez in the Tzuvan Afrisho. If you see a kid, you see a Jewish kid, not your child, you see a kid eating tarfas or on Shabbos, not your place, you don't have to go over and stop him. Because he's a kid anyway, right? The cotton. So ain't bezim tzuvan lafrisho. That's the case. Okay. Now, of course, the Gemara later on that daf kuf yud darman aleph says you can't give the kid something non-kosher. You can't actively, even if it's a cotton, that you can't do because it learns in the pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Parak yud aleph pasuk membeis in Vayikra. It says there regarding certain creepy crawling creatures you're not allowed to eat. So it says the chalasher says lo sochlum. Kishekat, you're not allowed to eat those things. It's in Parsha Shmini about what species are kosher, what species are not kosher. So it says lo sochlum, and the Gemara has a drasha and kuf yud dalman alaf, and Yavam is later on that same daf 36 toshma lo sochlum kishekat same lo sa'achilum. We read it as if it said not only not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to cause a kid to eat it. Lahazer golam alakanim. Adults can't have the tanim do it. Okay. Now, does that mean my lav damalu lo sochu? Does that mean you have to stop a kid? Or it says no. We said above, you don't have to stop him. But the lo the lo lisa lebi a dime. You can't go ahead actively and here's a cheeseburger and give that to the kid. That you can't do. But if he's eating it, you're not obligated to stop him. And that's the rule. The Rambam Paskin Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perikid Zayin Alecha Kav Zayin. He says, "Cotton she'achal echad minalecha Macholos Asuras." A kid ate some forbidden food. Oh, she'asam alecha b'Shabbos. Or he's doing something that's not allowed on Shabbos. So whatever the Avera is, ain't bezin mitzulam lamalafrisho. Lefish eno ben das. He's not sophisticated enough to understand. We assume that under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, their knowledge is not fully developed. You don't have to stop them. Okay? But, bamedra amamur b'sha'asam atzmo. That's what the kid did himself. Aval achila b'yadayim. But to inspire him actively, tell the kid, go do this on Shabbos. Go eat that non-kosher. That you can't do. Okay. And the halacha chofchez, the Rambam says, "Afal pishein bezin mitzuvin lafrisho zakotin." And even though when a kid's eating non-kosher bezin, meaning other people don't have to stop him, but mitzal aviv, but his parents, they should stop him. Ligor balafrisho kedei lechancho b'kedusha. Other people are not obligated. I'm not obligated in the chinuch of someone else's children, but my own children, then I have to, right? So I, even if he's a cotton, he's eating non-kosher, I should stop him. Okay, and not only am I not allowed to feed him actively, I have to stop him. So then the Rambam says, guess what? Shenemar chanoch lenar al pidarko. The Rambam also quotes that pasuk. Again, that seems to be higher than the Drabbanan. The Chaya Adam writes expressly, Chelek Aleph Chal Samach Vav Sif Aleph 39, the Chaya Adam writes, Imeisho bonim tanim yichan cham b'mitzvus, v'hi mitzvus asei midivrei kabbalah. Now, Chazal used, our post can use the word Divrei Kabbalah. It's not talking about mysticism, not Kabbalah. Not what we call Kabbalah today, you know, the mysticism and the Zohar. That's not, Divrei Kabbalah means it's part of our tradition, but it's in Tanakh. It's not in the Torah, but it's in Nach. Very often that word is used. And he quotes this pasuk, Hanochan Apidarka. The Chai Adam says that the mitzvah of Chinuch, even though we've talked about so far being a Drabbanan, the Chai Adam says not so fast. You have a pasuk in Mishlei. Again, it's not in the Torah, but it's in Nach, it's in Ksuvim. And therefore he says it's a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah. It is, which is a higher level. Now, Megillas Esther may also be, because it's a, again, we assume the daytime reading probably isn't the Kabbalah, not for now. But in any event, that's the, what I wanted to bring out from that Chai Odom, that he says it's higher than a Drabbanan, it's a Divrei Kabbalah. Now, what the differences are, so we can discuss some of the time about a Suffolk, other things, but that I wanted to make that point from the Chai Odom. To take it a step further, there are some who seem to learn that Chinuch is actually the Oraisa. Okay, the Ramban, a famous pasuk, of course, in Kriya Shema Vaschanan, Dvarim Perkov, pasuk Zion 40, Vishinantam, Levanachem, Dibar Tabam, etc. So Rashi says, Vishinantam is Loshon Chidud, the word Shinun means sharp, right? You should be sharp with your knowledge. If someone asks you a question, you shouldn't stammer, right? And Levanachem doesn't mean only your children, but Eloha Talmidim, right? Vishinantam Levanachem means Talmidim as well, not just children. So the Ramban, on that pasuk in Parshat Vaschanan 42, now, Perek Vav of Dvarim Psukim Zayin and Tes, the Ramban Zayin through Tes, the Ramban Rajesh Nahum Lecha, Gam Elu Mitzvahs Muvu Oros Nimrizu Kvar. We've had this concept before of other mitzvahs that are Lidoros for all generations and so on. And look what the Ramban writes at the end. It's not the end of the piece. The end of the piece I quoted. Hine Anachnu Mitzuvim Sheyedu Baneinu HaMitzvahs. We are obligated that our children should be familiar with mitzvahs. Ve'eich Yedu Osamim Lo Nelam. How do you know? We don't teach them. So the Ramban seems to be saying there that the concept of chinuch is from the Torah, from the pasuk v'shinat l'manecha. Even though we usually assume v'shinat l'manecha is Talmud Torah, and that's not the same as chinuch, okay? Although it relates, Ramban seems to say that that's part of that we have to make sure our children know about mitzvahs, not just learning Torah but mitzvahs. Elsewhere, the Ramban writes in the pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, it tells us about the mitzvah of hakel, right? That once every 7 years on the sukkahs following the shemitah, you're supposed to assemble all the Jews together in Yerushalayim, and they come to Yerushalayim anyway. They're supposed to assemble everybody, and the king is supposed to read certain parts of the Torah, and everybody comes. Everybody comes and so on. And Yud Gimel says, even the children don't really understand what's going on. They'll hear and they'll learn and so on and so forth. So Rashi has the famous Chazal. You look at the Rashi and the Pesukim in 44, the men come to learn, the women come to listen, the babies come, they don't get anything out of it, but they get, you know, the schar, the parents bring them and so on. But the Ramban again elaborates, he says a little differently, He quotes the Chazal too at the end, but he says 45. The Rabban and Vayelech Perek Lamed Aleph Dvarim Pasuk Yud Beis Yudgimel Laman Yishmu Laman Yilmedu Ha Anoshim Anoshim Ki Gam Hain Shomos Olam Des Hashem Uvnei Amashaliyod Yishmu Olam Hain Atav Ki Yishmu Uv Yishalu. The kids come along. They'll ask questions. You know, kids ask a lot of questions. They'll ask questions. The Avos Yargilum V'Yechanchu Osom, says the Rabban. The parents will accustom them and will again acclimate them, will initiate them, and even the children, they don't understand what's going on, they'll ask questions, they'll learn about Yerushalayim. So the Ramban also seems to learn that that is possibly a source of chinuch from the Torah. There's a fascinating comment that the Meshech Chacham makes to come to our back to our Sedra, Parshas Vayera, in the beginning of in the middle of Perek Yud Ches. This is right when the Malachim are ready to leave after they told Avram that Tzar's got a child, etc. So they head to stone. And you have a couple of psukim, which if I were writing the Torah and it was an essay, you'd put in parentheses. Because not really, seemingly, a major part of the story. The Malachim are just about to go to stone, and we all know what's going to happen there. So it says, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, in our Sedra in Vayera 46, Vashem, shouldn't I tell Avram, I don't want to hide from Avram what I'm going to do? After all, Avram's such a wonderful person, etc. And it says in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, Ki Yedatim, well, I know, I love Avram, I know about him. Asher Yitzave as Bonav, as Beso Akrav, as Shomru Derech Hashem, Laso Stoko Mishpon. I know that he's going to train his family after him to keep the Derech Hashem, to Laso Stoko Mishpon, and so on. Now, that's a very powerful pasuk. The Rashi just explains that, you know, this is the greatness of Avram, and it means, and it ends by saying, Laman Hovi Hashem al Avram, and then I'll bring upon Avram everything I promised to him, and Rashi alludes to the fact that Avram, what do you mean, you know, bring on Avram? It means on his children, yeah. Because Rashi concludes by saying, Lamadnu Kalamamid Ben Tzadik Kilo En Omeis. You know, as long as his legacy continues, it's like he never dies. Right, Avram is going to pass this on to his children, and it's like he'll be alive himself. That's why the pasuk ends by saying "Laman Havi Al Avram." And Rashi got there from the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, Parshim Memtes Siman Dalet 48. Right, Shmuel Yochai says, "Whoever has a child involved in Torah, it's like he never died because his legacy lives on." And that's the Mizrahi there on that Rashi figures out how the words come to mean. If you're interested, you can see. But I'm more interested in the Meshech Chochma, Rameir Simcha of Divinsk, and here in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yud Ches Bereishis Pasuk Yud Ches. Look what he writes in 50. Very powerful and important comment. He says, "Hine chinuch mitzol abonim, chinuch mitzol abonim lemitzos asei lo nizkar." He's somewhat fascinated. There never is expressly a mitzos asei about chinuch. Now we said, you know, again, some say it's the Rabbah. We added the drabonim. We had a pasuk in Mishlei about it. That's a pasuk, but not in the Torah. The Ramban kind of worked it into Mishnah to Levanecha. He worked it into Hakel. But the Meshech Chochma says there's no explicit pasuk that's talking about the mitzvah of chinuch habonim as a mitzvah asei. He says, yes, that's Talmud Torah. And look what he says. Second line of 50. Umokor mitzvah chinuch b'mitzvah asei mikoro b'zeh pasuk me'Avram Avinu. Says the Meshech Chochma, the source in the Torah for chinuch is this here pasuk by Avram Avinu. Shetzivas bonav b'katnom ala mitzvahs. He's going to raise his children even they're young to keep mitzvahs. And of course, he says there's the pasuk Haroch Harav Bidarko, which the Rambam quotes, which we saw in the end of Hilchos Machalos Asuras. We read that before, but that's Havim B'Divrei Kabbalah. That's B'Divrei Kabbalah. It's Nach. It's important, but it's not in the Torah. And therefore, the Meshech Chochma writes about Iker Me'Avram. Okay, and it's for sons, for daughters, and so on. So that's a very powerful, I think, an important Meshech Chochma from our Sedra. The truth of the matter is, the Chafetz Chaim says something similar. There's a pasuk in Ve'eschanan. Dvarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Test 51. Raki Shomel Choshmon Avshom Oud Pentishka Chesed Dvarim Asher Olenecha. We're never allowed to forget the things we saw at Har Sinai. It's one of the things we have to remember all the time, right? And then it says the end of that pasuk. Vodaitam Levanecha Velivnei Vanecha. We should tell it over to our children. What is it? Pasuk Yud. Yom Asher Amadat Olenecha Shomel Chesed Bechorim. The day you heard God speak at Mount Sinai, and so on and so forth. So Chavetz Chaim in one of his letters, Igros Umamorim Simon Lamed 52. The Chavetz Chaim writes, Chen Yesh Inyan Gadol Shomi Kore. There's a major factor, which is a fundamental principle of our religion. And that's training our children to do mitzvahs, right? And he quotes this pasuk, etc. And he also adds, and this is what Hashem praised Avram for, like we said, the Meshech Chochma. That's what that stands for. Lamed Aleph, Aleph, Ayin hey, Avraham Avinu, Olav Hashem. Right? Kemosha Hakadosh, it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk. This Pasuk, Mar Sedus, he mentions this as well. The Chavetz Chaim too, in a different essay called Chomas Hados, Perek Hey. I mentioned Shulta. The Chavetz Chaim didn't only write about Lashon Hara. Right? He wrote about other important things too. And of course, Mr. Brewer, but he had other essays in Chomas Hados and Perek Hey. He writes, Halo Kol of Mitzuvah Lechanachas Beno Bekiyam, Kol mitzvah Torah, Shalom Yazim, Kol Chayav, and he quotes now Chanoch Larp Bidarko, and he mentions the post again, Vodaitim Levanecha, Vodaitim Levanecha, and he writes, V'nichbal Ika Zeba Torah, come upon him. So now we have, you know, a statement that Chinuch is the Rabbanon in its essence. We have a Pasuk in Mishle, we call Dibre Kabbalah, it's from Nach. We have certainly a Psukim in the Torah, the Ramban says Vishnat Levanecha or Hakel, which implies that it's already on a Doraisa level, it's higher than Divrei Kabbalah, and the Meshech Chochmo learns it out, as does the Chavetz Chaim, from our Parsha here in Vayera, from Avraham Avinu, something goes back to the days of Avraham Avinu, and it's considered to be a Din Doraisa, or the Chavetz Chaim, Vodaitim Levanecha, Levanecha. So the question is, well, which is it? Right? I mean, we're talking about Chinuch, so we mentioned some of the sources, but I think the answer may lie, what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of Chinuch? And that's what I'd like to look at. You know, for the remainder of the year, what exactly is the nature? Because we do find statements, of course, many statements about chinuch. So, for example, the Mishnah in Sukkah, Mem Beis and Aleph says 54, the kid is old enough to know how to shake the lulav properly. He's chayav and lulav, and the Gemara elaborates right. And Mem Beis and Aleph in Sukkah 55, when he's lisate, if he knows how to put on a talis, it's lishmer tefillin aviv chaylo kechlo tefillin. Right, I mean, these are all things which you have to do. Rashi says in Sukkah Mevez Hanavel Chayav Belul Lechanecho Medivreihem. Rashi said that's the Rabbanan. We're going to talk about that. Okay, the Rambam Hilchos actually show for Sukkah Luluv together. This is the Luluv part. Parag Zayin Alef Yud Tes 57. Katnai Odeil the Nana Beluv Medivrei Chayav Beluv Medivrei Sofrim. The Rabbanan is Chayav Kedel Lechanecho Mitzvahs. The train of Mitzvah, like we said before, Shulchan Aruch also. Hilchos Sukkah or Chaim Hilchos Luluv or Chaim Sim Tov Reish Dun Zayin Tzif Aleph. Right, caught in a del and I know Luv Kadino doesn't know how to fall, shake it properly. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. He has to know, you know, how you shake it. Look at the Sukkot Beis in 59, the Mishnah Berurah. Lananea Luluv Kadino, Hainu Molech, who maybe Malav, you know, up this way, that way, up and down. How he's supposed to shake the Luluv? Fine. Once he knows how to do that, Aviv Chayav Liknosul Kadel Chayim Chobimitzes. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah also writes in Kotten Gimel in 59, he says, he said this is true even the rest of the week, when the basic mitzvah, even for adults, is only drabana, because it's only the first day. But okay, bottom line is the kid knows how to do it, chayim drabana and lulu. Okay? We mentioned the Gemara mentioned tzitzis, so the Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Tzitzis, Parag Gimel, Halachatah 60. With Divrei Sofrim, again, the drabana, Shekol Kotten Shedel Isatev, Chayim mitzitzes, kedele chan chav mitzitzes, shochan aruch also. And if it's tzitzes, or chayim simen yudzayin tzim gimel, kotna yudele tatev, aviv tzarek, likachol tzitzes. Okay, and again, there are more rights. You have to know how to wear it properly with two strings in the front, two bunches of strings in the bunch, two in the back, and like Kriyashma, again, you have to know how to do the mitzvah properly. If it's tzillin, the Rambam writes, if it's tzillin, parak dal alach yud gimel, 62, kotna yudele shmort tzillin, aviv lo kechol tzillin, kedele chan chav mitzitzes. Okay. And what does it mean to wear tefillin? Again, he has to know how to control his bodily, you know, you can't go into the bathroom with tefillin on, and you can't, you know, do other bodily functions while wearing tefillin. So kids are old enough to understand how to do that. So, you know, we walk into the bathroom, etc. Again, the father has to buy him tefillin. So, and I threw in also, the Rambam says by Pesach, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, 65. The Rambam writes, HaKol Chametz Mechilas Matzah, Filo Nosh Avodim, Kotten Sheachol Echol Pas. He's old enough to eat bread, so he can mechanech him to eat matzah on Pesach. Okay, now, so there you have various details, right? But the common denominator in all these cases, it says they're chayav midrabbanan. But we saw makoros from post-Gemara people who seem to say, well, there's a pasuk, it's the Kabbalah, maybe it's even Doraisa based on this source. So why does everyone assume it's drabbanan? So what I'd like to suggest is the following. I didn't see this anywhere exactly in print, but I think it makes sense. And I'm sure people say it, because it's not that brilliant. Okay, it may be obvious. Perhaps what's going on here is that fundamentally the chiyuv of chinuch is from the Torah. Right? It's like we saw from the Meshech Chachma, from the Chavetz Chaim, before them, from the Ramban, from other psukim. The idea of educating, training, acclimating, initiating, whatever word we want to use, our children in Torah and mitzvahs, of course, it's got to be from the Torah. You can figure out where it comes from, but it's got to be from the Torah. However, the particular parameters as to when it becomes obligatory on the father, let's say, to buy him a lulav, that was determined by the Rabbanim. In other words, the overarching principle of chinuch is min haTorah. The specifics, the details, that's the Rabbanim. Okay, you have to know how to wave the lulav this way, you have to know how to wear the tzitzis properly. The Rabbanim determined the parameters. We have such a similar concept, okay? But actually, just before I get to that point, okay? Well, no, it's not that now. Okay? We have such a similar concept, okay, with regards to melacha and chol hamoed. Okay, there's a big discussion, but many assume that it's forbidden me to oraisa to do melacha and chol hamoed. We think in chol hamoed, in a lot of places, Baruch is better now than it was, but it used to be, so when I grew up around here, you know, chol hamoed was just, it was like a weekday. It was just a day, you know, maybe the davening was yontif davening, but the week was a weekday, right? But the truth is, you're not really supposed to do a lot of things on chol hamoed. Certain a lot of work is permissible. There are guidelines. So the Gemara has that, you look in 66, Gemara Chagig, Yechesim Alav, the Gemara says, Michlal, the Tavar, Sfila, the Chol HaShamoed, Asav, Aziz, Malacha, whatever the source is, Halomosron HaKosav, El HaChachomim. The parameters of what melachas mutter and asur, that was left up to the chachamim, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the Torah itself fixed what's considered melacha, what's not. Chol hamoed, the melachas asur, but what it includes, that was left up to the chachamim. That's what Rashi says there in Chagig and Ches Malav 67. Chomar, me'achas shemalacha kosher and atzur melacha, right? There's forbidden some melachas. It was left up to the chachamim to determine. Okay. Daure, and the second line of that Rashi, Shalom Wasan Alcham, Hayodun Lahavin Al Ezel Hatil Heter, Well Ezel Hatil Isser. What Malachas allowed and what Malachas not allowed. So something which is necessary for Yontif, that is allowed, right? To provide food for Yontif and so on and so forth. And the Rambam passes this way, Hilchos Yontif, Parag Zan Alef Alef, 68, Cholos Hamoed, okay, even though it's not mentioned the word Shabbos, I'm fine, but you have to treat the days with Kiddush, you have to dress better and so on and so forth. But he says, well, oh, call Malachas Avod Asur Bo Ki Yontif. Not exactly like the Yontif. There are some things which are Yesh Malachas Asuras, Yesh Malachas Mutaras. Some are allowed, some are not allowed. Okay? That's what the Rambam writes. Shulchan Aruch also, Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Arachayim, Siv Aleph, 69, Chol HaMoed, Asur Biktsas Malachos Umutar Biktsasan. Rambam writes, L'fitzorech Ha'inim, She'nir L'chachamim, L'hatir, it was up to Chachamim to decide what's allowed, what's not allowed. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. It's in Katan Aleph also. Okay, then some say it's a whole thing on the bottom. But anyway, it was left up to the Chachamim. So I'd like to say the same thing by Chinuch. Right? It's conceptually in Storaisa. The specific parameters, how old the kid has to be, what he has to know how to do, what he doesn't have to know, that was left up to the Rabbanan. That's how we can reconcile these. I'll mention one other possible mukor for such a concept. We all know the Pasuk and Parsha Kedoshim, right? Reikar Perikotes, Pasuk, Yud Ches, Vahav Talavecha Kamocha, right? We all know Vahav Talavecha Kamocha. So the Rambam, mentions the shul, if the Rambam Hilchos Ovel, Parag Yudal Alach Aleph, says the following, famous Rambam, Mitzvah Sese Shol Divrayim, there's a mitzvah with Rabbanan, Levaker Cholim, to visit the sick, Lenachem Avelim, to comfort the mourners, Rachman Latzan, Lehotzi Ameis, right, to accompany Ameis when he dies, Lachnis Kala, right, Lelavos Archim, that's what we're talking about, to escort your guests, we talked about, Ulis Asik, Bechol Tzor Kekvura, to help with the burial needs and so on. And later on, Mechen L'Sameach, Chosin, Kala V'Chosin, these are all mitzvahs we all know. The Rambam says they're the Rabbanon. And then he writes at the end of the second line, again, is V'Hilchos Ovel, Perikadal, Alachal, V'Elohim, Gmilich, Chosodim, Shemagufo, Shemam, Shir, there's no minimum, maximum, these are physical things you do for other people. And then he writes, look at this, Afal P, Shekol Mitzvahs, Elo, Medivrayim, Harein, Bechlal, V'Yahav, Telareach, Kamocha. Even though these are rabbinic rules, V'Kacholim, Nicham Avelim, but they're all under V'ahav Talarecha Kamocha. In other words, I think it's the same idea. I think that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained this, Rambam. That in principle, there's V'ahav Talarecha Kamocha, it's a Torah, it's a Pesukim Torah. But the specific parameters, what you do, how you do it, that was left up to the Rabbanan. I printed this, something from Rav Avad Yosef. You know, maybe there's a I'm gonna skip that now because the time is late. But he says you have to train the kids with the mitzvahs. And the other ones won't know it. And it mentions perhaps a chilip, but we'll look at that. We'll come back maybe a different time. Okay. But it comes out really different than we're saying. We're saying over here that fundamentally it's a deraisa, and the parameters are the rabbanon. And I think with that we can understand something else. Okay. There's an interesting comment that's made by Tosus. Okay. Psochem peches amud aleph. Okay, this I actually saw, this mukkah, I didn't know myself, I saw Rav Asher Weiss quotes it in an article, it doesn't discuss, we're discussing, but he mentions this. We know the pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Shmos Parak Beis Pasuk Gimel, it says, Dabro Kodas Yol, etc., right? Yikulam ish selavei savo selavei. It's the carbon pesach, getting a set the animal for the carbon pesach, and it says selavei savos lemishpacha chas per household. Right. So the Gemara in Pesach and Peches and Olav discuss the following rule: in order to eat the meat from the carbon pesach, okay, you have to be one of the minuyim, okay, one of the those registered for this carbon. Okay, there's a special rule. Okay, learn that from Sukkim, that you have to be one of the minuyim to eat one of the registered for that carbon, signed up for that particular animal, to eat the meat from that animal, the carbon pesach. So everybody in the household was signed up. They worked it all out. Yeah. Now, the Gemara says, all right, Pesach and Peches Hanav, 76, Tanar Abonan, okay, Sel Abayis Melamed Shal Adam Meir Shochel Adei Bano Ubno Ubita Aktanim. Okay, you can even shecht and have in mind the children, the young children, under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, and the father can do that without checking with the kids. If they're older, if they're already adults, then you have to check. And you have to be registered for, you have to know which carbon you're registered for. So once the children are older, they're adults themselves, and then they get to decide. Okay, so Rashi explains it. You look in Tosas, Peches, and Al 78, Tosas, yes, in Tomar, Veheich Machel Pesach Shalom Nuyah. How could you feed the meat to the carbon Pesach to children who are not registered for this carbon? They're underage. They're not supposed to be minuyim. Now, Nehi, it's true. The katan ochal avelas ain't bezim etzu in lafrisho. We saw that if the kid eats it, you don't have to stop him. Okay, the kid grabs a piece of the meat, maybe you don't have to stop him. But like, this is supposed to be a daim osur, but you can't feed it to him. So how does the Gemara say that a person can bring the carbon pesach and feed the meat of the carbon pesach to the katanim? So the Tosfos answers, Omari, Hosan Afim Lo Sochlum, Lo Osir, Lo Dumi, the Shosmelos, Abakia Gavna, Dika Chinuch, Chinuch Mitzah, Shari. The Tosfos answered, no, this is for Chinuch, and therefore it's allowed. Now, 1 second, what do you mean? We don't just allow things that are Osir for the sake of Chinuch, right? So, what I want to suggest again, as Rosh Hashanah suggested, is you see from this Tosfos that fundamentally Chinuch is Doraisa. Okay, it is Doraisa. The parameters may be Drabanan, but now it's on the level of a Din Doraisa. So now we understand it's not a violation of Lo Limnu. They are registered. Either Ktanim, yes, but in terms of the Mitzvah of Chinuch, they're included. So just a possible Raya. I'll just finish up by noting the remaining sources. There's a major debate in the Rishonim. Okay, the Mitzvah of Chinuch, is the mother obligated? So it sounds strange, but there's a Gemara Nozir, Chof Tesam Alam, talking about Reish Lakish, 79, Kosovar, Ish Chayav L'Chanach B'no B'mitzvahs, Ne'ino Ish Chayav L'Chanach Es B'no. Such an opinion in the Gemara. A father is obligated, but the woman is not obligated. She can. Okay, maybe even should, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a technical requirement on the mother. Okay? And Tosas there quotes, Rishonim say that. Tosas there, Nozir Chof Chesam, an earlier page, in 80, B'no In B'to Lo, Dir Maschel, Od Omeri, the Chinach Lo Shayach Al Ba'av, Chinuch is only by the father, not by anybody else. And the Shittim Kubet says, there are no Zichov Tesam Alav, Dimas of the Ein Isha, Chayavs Ibn Alachancho. The Shittim says, what about Helni Hamalka? Remember the queen with the big sukkah? Okay, we talked about earlier. So she's a woman. So some say, no, maybe they had a father. Who said they never had a father? She was the owner. She was the queen. Maybe they had a father. And number two, right? Yeshua Shema, the high level of Misa. Inam and the Rav Chaim also said, no, she did it. She wasn't obligated to, but she did it of her own volition. But again, you see from that same, that the sheet also, it's only the father. And the Tosas Yishonim Yuma, Pebez Halalo, 82, Dumas Ben Shmona, Rebbe Omer, the Chinuch Lo Shachalaba of, it's only the father. Okay, and I Helen Amalkas, you give the same answers like in the Shita Mekubetzes. And following the Marami Rutenberg, who's Krimona Simon Reish, says that the women are not obligated. And he says why. He quotes a famous Gemara we all know. He said, look, it's a Mishnah Kiddushin. Right? The Mishnah Kiddushin, Chof Tesal Aleph, says in 84, Kol mitzvos abein al ha'av anashim chayav and anashim p'turos. There's certain mitzvos which a parent is obligated vis-a-vis the child. The father is chayav and the women are pater. The mother is Pater. And the Gemara, I didn't print it because it goes on, but the Gemara says why. They learn it out from Sukkim, whatever they know. But women are not obligated. Okay? And among those things, right, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Chof Tesam Alav, Tanina Lahad Tarabon, 85, Ha'av Chai Bivol, Lulo, with those of Mila, Pidyan Ben, Lamdo Torah, marry him off and then teach him a trade, even teach him how to swim, right? Anyway, all these things are indicative, are obligatory on the father. So therefore, that's how the Maram Rutenberg says. So just those? Maram Rutenberg back in that Shul in 83 in Tfus Krimon of Simon Reish says that's a paradigm for all of the mitzvahs of Chinuch, not just the ones listed there. And the others are Darabonon, but called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kein Daraisa. Tikkun, these are all mitzvahs Daraisa. So therefore, he says Women are not chayav. Again, they can, and maybe even should. It's a good thing. It's nice, but it's not obligatory. By the same token, we see conflicting sources. Okay? Conflicting sources. The Gemara Chagiga, Beis Van Aleph, the Mishnah, talks about, again, the kid going for Aliyah L'Regel. Okay? It says the kid's not old enough either to sit on his father's shoulders or to walk and so on and so forth. He's potter. Okay, but Machabit B'Sham Vesel, exactly the details. But look at the Rashi, 87. Chagiga, Beis Van Aleph, Dumas Le'izel Cotton. Okay, and after a certain age, he is chayav, and he says, even though he's not bar mitzvah, afal bishan chayav ben haTorah, look at the words of Rashi, he tilu chachomim al aviv ve'al imo l'chan chav mitzvahs. So Rashi over there says the father and the mother, says it openly. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah, on the posuk in Mishle of Chanoch and Arpidak, or Perakov Beis, posuk Rav, in 88, right? He writes, he quotes it, discusses the posuk and so on, why it's important to train the child when he's younger, because, you know, before he gets set in their ways and so on and so forth. Okay, it's important to know, but look at the end of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Al-Kain Nischaivu Ha'av V'Ha'Aim. Again, he speaks the father and the mother. La'azur B'sichum, to help him intellectually and so on. U'l'sakein Tivo Mehanaros, and adjust his nature when he's still young and so on, before he comes accustomed to not good things and so on. So, these were shown seem to learn it's on a father and a mother. What about the Gemara that we started with in this section? The Gemara in back in 79, Nozich of Tesal Aleph, which says the Gemara, Ish Chayav L'Chanach, Moro Mitzvah, Eina, Ish Chayav L'Chanach has been off. So Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, one of the Balayatosas, Avraham Montpelier in 89, says on that Gemara in Nozir, that was Tochmer Shlach, that was a Shlach's opinion. But he says, a Mistabro, look at Eina, the Rabbi Yochanan Sover, the Bain of Bainim, Chayav L'Chanach Mitzvah. That was one opinion in the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, it's the father and the mother. That's how the Meiri also, at least when said when there's no father, the mother has to. The Meiri on that daf in Nozir, Kedimas Lashem Shaish, says, in Ein Lehem Av, then I am Chayav, there's no father around. Okay? And to train him to do mitzvahs and so on. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and the poskim there, it also seems the machlokas seems to carry through. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, and Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, 91. Kot no chalavelas ain't bezin atul afrisho. Abul avim mitzvah legarbo afrisho. Like we said before, the father says stop him. And lachil biyadayim, that you can't do, even if it's only drabanan. And you don't train the child to be mechal Shabbos and other things, even on a drabanan level. And the Ramah adds, v'yishom the chozer bekot and zolig in the chinuch. Abul higil chinuch. Then you have to stop him. Maybe I discussed that, but some say that if the child's old enough, then anybody should prevent him from doing, not just the parents. Okay, that's important. Others disagree. But anyway, the Magen Avraham writes in Shimnam Gimel, Sukkot Aleph 92, Ovi Mitzuba, Abul Imo Eino Mitzuba. He paskins like the other Shitas, the other Rishonim, who said the mother is not obligated. The Birkei Yosef, the Chido, the whole discussion there in Shimon Gimel Sukkot and Zion, says, okay, even though the Truman Sadesh, I'm not sure, and so on and so forth. You quote the Mar Mutenberg and others that they say, no, Av Davka Chayav Chanavano, not the mother. The Balatanya, the first Mavet Shreb, Shulchan Aruch Harav, in that same Simon, Shimon Gimel Sivdalat, Aval Imo, Ein Mitzvah of Kal, Bein Mitzvah Zay, Bein Melosa said. So these poskim hold like that first group of Rishon. On the other hand, others disagree. The Machzah Shekel, on the Magen Avraham, there in Orchaim Simon Shin Mem Gimel Sukkot Aleph, quotes another Sefer, Tosefet Shabbos, and he writes, not that way, he quotes Orach Misha, other Swarm, Elevadai de Gamima Machayavis Lechanko. Okay, La Suga de Nazar, Kalare Shokish, Manan Kamina, Kabyokhana, like our Roman of Roman Ahar said, in that source I mentioned before. So there's a machlokas about the Karen Ora, also an important mid-Achronim period is the Talmud of Chaim Elozian. Karen Ora, Nozir Chav Tes, Amar Alev, Diva Masa, Anat Gemar, Bishur Ben Chaim, Amar Shlokish, Kedil Chan Chav Mitzvahs. He says, V'chein Yishlomer, the Isha, Mechuyevas, the Chanak, Mitzvah also, like the story of Helmi Hamalka, okay, and he says, just those Gemaras in Kedushin we saw before, those are just, yeah, because there you had specific psukim that obligated the father only and not the mother. In the absence of that, then the mother's also. And so on and so on. Okay, anyway, that's what, even if she's herself is not obligated to the mitzvah and so on. All right, and the Shulchan Aruch, the other point that I mentioned, it has to do with what age a child is. It depends on the mitzvah, it depends on the child. So in Timon Tov Reish Mem in Hukusukah, Siv Beis, it says 97, the Shulchan Aruch passes cotton, Shein Ol Tzarkim Ol Kushu Ben Chomesh, Ben Sheish, Chayav, the Sukkah, the Bisof, and the Elechan Chob of Mitzvahs. Okay, the Bekir Yaakov, that's from the Aruch Haner, the Bekir Yaakov there He says maybe the mother's not obligated. That's what some say, unless there's no father. But then he writes in the second line of that day, that which I wrote in my chidushim called the Orach Laner in Sukkah, the mother does have to train him. And by the way, I should stress, I didn't mention back in that ritva that we saw much earlier, when he quoted the Pasuk, he says a very important point, the ritva, you have to train him how to do the mitzvah properly. Not just how to do the mitzvahs properly. You don't, you know, if you have a two-year-old who wants to walk around Oshanis on Sukkot, he's holding a lulav made out of green painted paper and a ping pong ball painted yellow, that's okay. Okay, but when the child's old enough for chinuch, then you have to get him a kosher lulav neser. It doesn't have to be from the $125 table. Okay, but it's got to be a kosher lulav neser. It doesn't have to be the most mahudah, the most beautiful, okay. But you have to train him to do the mitzvah right. You don't tell him to do a mitzvah wrong. You're my apostle. Set chas shalom. Anyway, the Eli Rabbi also says if there's no father, the mother has to, and it turns out that it's a big machlokas. Okay, the Chai Odom in Klaus Samach Vov, Siv Beis, 100, the Chai Odom writes, the Chai of Ha'ov, the Chai of Bito, the Yesh Omrim, he had his bets, the Yesh Omrim, some say, the Gama Eim Chashach Mitzvahs Lachinach, and that's what the Mishabur also says, in Siv Shimram Gimel Siv Kotten Beis, Mishabur also writes, it's a mitzvah on the father, the Yesh Machom Shalom, the Mitzvahs Chinach Mutal Gama La Eim. Okay, and he says it again, in Siv Tov Reish Tezayin, in the Sukkot, and hey, some say it's only on the father, and miyo yesh poskim shakosu the ika chiyuch chinuch gam be'ein. I'd like to suggest, and I don't know that it can line up, and I didn't do it, and I don't know, you know, can you line up all the shitas? But maybe we can suggest that the machlokas is the following question. Fundamentally, everybody agrees the mitzvah of chinuch doraisa, so that is applicable to women also. Right, the basic mitzvah of chinuch applies to women. Those who hold that women are not chayav in chinuch, like those shitas that we saw in Rishonim and some post-paskin that way, that's talking about the technical, okay? Does the mother also have to buy a lulav when the kid is old enough to know how to shake it in every which direction? In other words, the technicalities, maybe that only talk applies to the father. That's the machlokas. But everybody would agree, even those other shittos agree that fundamentally, to train a child to do mitzvahs, to keep Torah mitzvahs, that the mother's obligated 100% the same as the father. You hear what I'm saying? There's this chilek that we presented here, that there's a basic mitzvah of chinuch, which is from the Torah, and it's reiterated in the Navi, in Mishlei, you know, that's a fundamental obligation to raise the children in general, to perform mitzvahs, to love Torah and so on. Then that the father, the mother has to do that. A father. Okay, all those other Rishonim and Poskim that we said that the mother's not chayav in chinuch doesn't mean that aspect of chinuch. A mother's with the child. And Adrab, I quoted the Shalom. Okay, in the Shara Oz was Oz Dalad, Derechar, it's Oz Chav Vav. Right, in terms of Musa, in terms of training the mother, of course, it's the same as the father. I am submitting that everybody agrees with that. Those who hold that women are not chayiv in the midst of chinuch, the mother is not chayiv, that's talking about on a technical level, okay, on a technical detail level, that a father, it says in the Mishnah, that when a child is old enough to know how to shake the lulav, the father has to buy him a lulav. Okay, so maybe the mother's potter from that. Because the Rabbanan didn't impose that on the mother, for whatever the reason. Okay, and that's the machlokas. Others even disagree with that. Others say, as we saw, that both the Chayyim and the Shabura bring it as a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh posted the Chosu the Ikechir Kenacham Be'ein. Right? So there's some who say it's the same with the mother, anyways. Okay, but I'm saying even those who disagree, and then the Shalom, even those who disagree, will see conceptually, there's an idea of a mother setting an example and training children. Yeah, the technical details, okay, so some Rishonim and some Poskim hold it's only a chiyuv on the father, not on the mother. But the generally speaking, Tochachos B'nayim says the Shalom. Hanoshim Mitzuvos HaTochachos B'nayim K'mo'ov. The Yosemem, even more, you know why? At least in those days, Mitam Shehem Plirus and Mitzuvos Yosem Rabayis. When a kid is very little, who's with the child more, the father or the mother? Right? Very often, today maybe things are a little different. You know, maybe more fathers home.
Grace and nanny.
Well, right, now that's different the other way. Okay, for the nanny or somebody else, yeah, that's a problem. But fundamentally, the mother's home more often, right? I mean, you know, that's the father. Usually when the kid acts up, the mother says, wait till your father comes home, then he's going to really give it to you, right? But that's the idea that there, that type of chinuch avada, the mother's obligated the same And the Mishalot says, if not more so than the father. So that's, again, just on this, as I said, the title of the shir, the mitzvah of chinuch, its sources and its nature. So we saw the sources, and the nature may be there are two different aspects to the mitzvah. There's the general mitzvah of chinuch, of raising children to be, you know, shomer Torah, Yerushalayim, to the best that we can. And then there's some technical details, exactly how old you have to be and exactly what the parameters of mitzvah. That's left up to the chachamim to determine, the way we said it, parallel to Malach al-Chalamoyd, according to some, parallel to the Haftalech Kamocha, and the mitzvah subsumed in that, according to the Rambam. So we have precedent for that. That's perhaps what's going on over here. And maybe there, so the mother's not chai, but in general, both parents are chai to do whatever they can to raise the children to be shomer Torah mitzvahs nirei shamayim. Wish everybody a good day.
We gave question.